This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Alex Gellman. How are you, Alex?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Alex is the CEO of Vertical Bridge. Not everyone has heard of this, but this is a major organization that is the largest privately held communication infrastructure company in America.
Correct.
So let's talk about what your company does, and then we're going to talk about something like 5G, which you are actually at the core making this stuff, which is emerging, enable it to happen. So yes. Tell me about Vertical Bridge.
So at the most basic level, what we do is we provide locations for wireless transmission. We provide locations for antennas for anyone who wants to use wireless. Traditionally, it's been things in the past like paging, it's radio. Most recently, in mobile communications, it's 4G. And now we have this great event coming called 5G.
And so you've more than a few. You've like 266,000 of these.
Yes.
So what do you do? You build them. You manage them.
We buy them. We build them. We master lease them from third parties, like rooftop owners, billboard owners, utilities. And then we market them to anyone who needs wireless. So obviously Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, but also radio stations, counties, states, the FBI. Anyone who needs wireless communication needs a place to put their equipment and their antennas.
So when you look globally, you look at coup d'etat, the first thing they do is they take over the communications. You're actually, in a sense, at the heart of communications in America.
We are, but I would note, we don't have access to the electronics. We're a passive infrastructure provider, meaning we own steel and concrete. The electronics are controlled by the tenants, and the tenants have it locked, and they have access to it. We do not.
So you are building the infrastructure that's enabling.
Exactly.
So now let's talk about what you're doing, how that supports the 4G, and then let's go into 5G.
Yeah, so our biggest customers are AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, and then iHeartMedia for radio. And so what we do is we provide locations for them on existing structures, and we will build new locations for them, new towers for them, as they expand their network. So they'll decide they have a capacity issue, typically, or coverage out in rural areas where they want to extend their coverage or add capacity, and they'll say, we would like to have a site here. A circle on a map, essentially, with an X in the middle. And then we will go either provide that site from existing inventory that we have, or we'll build it.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Alex Gellman, who is the CEO of Vertical Bridge. So now let's shift into 5G. What's happening in 5G, and I know you're having an important role in supporting the infrastructure of that.
Yeah, so 5G is the next step function of wireless technology. And I think it's important to understand the backdrop is over time, more and more communications have moved to wireless. So we had voice move to wireless. Then we have internet move to wireless. Think about how often you surf the internet now on a computer versus on your handheld device. And more recently with 4G, that led to video moving to wireless. So you can stream video. I know you're an NFL fan. We can now watch the game while we're moving around, sitting in one place.
And you're in good shape because you're an Eagles fan. I'm in bad shape because I'm a Jets fan. You know, I may be losing a lot of listeners by saying that. People are going to question my intelligence.
I feel bonded to you because my whole life my father said that green was the color of losers, and I disagree.
But even with the Packers. So go ahead.
So With 5G, it's really a very important step function. It's considered to be potentially an industrial revolution for the U.S. and for the world. Why? One, much faster speeds. More importantly, blizzards of devices. So the density of devices that 5G will support is literally 100 times the density of devices that 4G supports. Think of it as sensors on everything reporting dynamically what's going on. There's a lot of data that will be driven there. Next, very low latency. So think about autonomous vehicles. If you're traveling at 60 miles an hour and you hit the brakes, the latency in today's network, if you're traveling 60 miles an hour and the network tells your car to hit the brakes, it will go 2 meters before it even brakes. That's not good. With the latency in these networks, it will go 2 centimeters. Big difference. So very, very important and necessary. The other aspect of 5G is the automation of processes through industrial processes and the interaction of humans with machines and AI in real time. And without 5G, you can't do that wirelessly.
And it impacts everything. Even talk about like in healthcare, for example, and remote.
Yeah, so at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona this year, one of the major focus areas was remote surgery, was vehicles, emergency vehicles by the side of the road, have a critical case, can use robotics to let a expert physician in that situation and case perform procedures on the patient by the side of the road with the EMT staff supporting that function. Obviously, that's revolutionary.
Yeah, so what other industries do you see it impact in?
Really, I think it's going to impact virtually any industry around movement, anything that involves moving around. A lot of people talk about AR, VR, gaming systems. There's a very interesting company called Niantic that did Pokemon Go.
Yep.
They're very excited about 5G and how they can do multi-person explorational gaming, which is interesting. That's a very exciting concept. And it's really, anything that is movement-oriented that needs to be real-time, 5G will enable. We don't know. And nobody really knows what the applications are they're going to catch on. But I would point out that before there was 4G, there was no Uber.
See, so that's an amazing point. So what you're really saying is the areas that are going to emerge, we haven't even looked at yet, and those will happen over time.
Yeah, and I suspect the things that we talk about in the industry, like autonomous vehicles, like remote surgery, may not actually be the ones that really catch. Really catch right. And drive investment. I don't know.
And by the way, you're so right on that latency, which is really about the time. Have you driven autonomous cars?
I have not.
Okay, so I did. I was on Connecticut on I-95, of all things, in rush hour in the rain. And so I'm driving. Now, the guy's sitting next to me, and he says, start, and you have to first go in your lane, and there's 5 different levels. First thing, you take your hands off the wheel, and that's okay. Then you take your foot off the brake. And so I'm going, and what really happened now, this is true to your point, is the car comes barreling into the next car, and I am thinking, Robert, hit the brake.
Right.
But something inside me said, don't hit the brake, because I knew that I had to do this. It ended up about 4 inches in front of the other car. That's the latency issue, right?
Yes.
And so that's like the 4G. And with 5G, that alone is going to completely change.
Yes, and I would say you didn't hit the brake because it's not your car.
Oh, well, that might have been a factor. So let's show you about 2 minutes until break. Let's talk about innovation. What do you see any other innovations that will happen in America that are happening here and how that impacts us as a nation state?
Well, I think the White House and the chairman of the FCC have made it very clear that they feel that it's critical for America to have a leadership position in 5G. They look at it as an industrial revolution, and they feel that the technologies that will be enabled and developed and the applications through 5G will really fuel our country. And they've identified some statistics around 3 million incremental jobs and $250 billion of incremental investment. So they've spotted it as very, very significant. The challenge will be deploying this technology rapidly. It's a very big country, and it will be quite a lot of investment required.
Which sounds like that's going to be good for Vertical Bridge.
Should be.
So what is the website for Vertical Bridge?
www.verticalbridge.com.
And on that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another type of innovation, which is business model innovation, which is really what you did with Vertical Bridge. Back in a few.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Alex Gelman, who's the CEO of Vertical Bridge. This is the nation's largest communications infrastructure company. And we've talked a lot about innovation, but really what impresses on me, Alex, is your brilliance in how you changed your business model to become the dominant player in this. You know, your real business is real estate, right?
It is.
And so how did you come up with this idea to change the business model?
You know, it really goes back to many years ago. I was in wireless and with my best friend, and his wife was working for a real estate investment trust, and we started talking to the principals at the REIT, and they did not realize this PCS revolution that was coming. This is in the 90s, and that there were many, many more sites that would be needed. So that was sort of the genesis of it that led us to this point. What we recognized early on was this is a real estate business with lots and lots and lots of locations. So we have to be very, very efficient in how we function. So think of it as, you know, thousands of hotels. You have to be very efficient in how you operate that. But they're hotels with relatively little revenue. So we rely a lot and have evolved over the years, but we're very focused on process. We're very focused on workflow. We use a lot of workflows. We use integrated dashboards, so we know exactly what's happening in business all the time. And the key for us is speed. When Verizon wants a location, they want us to be able to go as fast as possible. Once they decide we're going to make an investment and put antennas on this location, they want it yesterday. So we have to be, we like to say fast, friendly, and flexible. And the key to that is if information is available, we can have experienced people make decisions on their own quickly, and we can meet their needs. Lastly, as a private company, we can be more flexible than our public competitors. We can think longer term, and we can make investments for a longer term that they can't make.
And you're really the only major private company in this. There are a lot of public utilities moving in this space.
Yeah, right? we're the largest private REIT focused on communications infrastructure.
So you're dealing with very demanding companies, and something happens there, there's big problems. What's your take on how you deliver the right type of customer experience with them?
It really starts in real estate. It starts with the asset. You have to have good dirt. You have to have that, you get control over your property. You have to have good physical assets. Your towers have to be well maintained and physically capable of supporting them. And then you have to be responsive when there's a problem. And a problem at our site may be it snowed a lot and they can't get to the site because you have to plow it. Our operations team is very focused on being quick, responsive, and flexible with the customer so they can do what they need to do. And our business is really pretty simple. We maintain steel and concrete.
It sounds simple, but I think it's a lot more complex than that. You've a lot of stakeholders involved. How do you manage that?
We really do. Transparency. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest thing. What we're doing is pretty straightforward. We've been doing it for a long time. I have an excellent team, very, very experienced in what they do, really decades of experience. We've all worked together for many, many years, and we have a clear mission. We all understand what we're all supposed to do. We know our swim lanes, and we can go fast.
So let's talk about leadership and business growth. So you were very successful, and you sold a past business that really well met. What did you learn from that experience?
Mostly what I learned was I want to get to that place again and not sell.
Oh, interesting. Well, explain why.
Well, because the business at scale gets to a point where it is a free cash flow producing machine, candidly. And it's the kind of business that's very stable with growth that you hold forever. There, you know, we sold it because our investor, who owned 95% of the company, wanted to sell. And it's very difficult to sell 95% of a company and not sell the whole thing. Most recently, we did a transaction with CDPQ, mm-hmm. which is a Quebec based pension fund, and it was a direct investment. They bought 30% of our company. This really is a transition point of this business towards permanent capital that wants to stay in long term. It's not a fund with a life, so that allows us to stay at the business, grow it at scale, and our goal is to be private at scale long term.
So we have several hundred thousand CEOs, entrepreneurs listening, and if anyone is thinking of selling their business, are you then saying that your advice might be when you build the business you really want, you're probably better off holding on to it versus selling it?
I think
unless
so.
Unless it's personal reasons.
No, well, personal reasons is one, and obviously liquidity is important. You build a mm-hmm. business and you work really hard. At some point you want to have liquidity. We're lucky. We had that event. Mm-hmm. So I think also you want to assess risk. What are the risks in the business and will things change? And the best part about this business is the need for this infrastructure goes on and on and on. It's not really subject to technology risk. Our job is to provide locations as the technology changes. But none of it puts us out of business. It actually generates more business.
Yeah, well, isn't there risk in steel and in concrete? There could be all types of resource union, anything. Money exchange, capital rates.
Well, so we're U.S. based, so we don't have any.
So you don't have that.
We don't have that, and we don't have to worry about denomination or of our money. So we don't have that. Steel and concrete's pretty darn stable. It doesn't really go.
In other words, you're in the ultimate space right now at Vertical Bridge because you're in a very concrete, stable business, but you are moving in 5G, and you're supporting the efforts there, which is the most fast growing. So you're really building that infrastructure. So you have a job for life in this. This is pretty good. Your company.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? So based on all of this, what advice do you have to entrepreneurs about building and succeeding in their business?
Well, I think about this a lot. Actually, somebody asked me a couple weeks ago, how many companies have you started? And I got to 10 and I stopped because it was like taxing my brain. But, you know, one, you have to have passion. You have to have passion for your business. You have to surround yourself with people who also have that passion. You have to, as you grow, very important, you have to divide the function so everybody knows what their job is. When you start, it's sort of like, you know, you're back to back with three people and you're all doing everything, but you can't grow that way. So you have to scale the business up by specializing. And then it's access to capital. You got to have a plan to be able to access capital as you need it, when you need it. And I think the trickiest thing that we've done recently is be able to move to permanent capital so we're going to be here for a while. And that I'm really excited that we were able to get that done.
So you've 1 minute left. What is the future for Alex Gelman?
Having fun. My motto is work hard, play hard. And I love the people I work with. I love the business that I'm in. I enjoy working with my customers. So I think it's a wash, rinse, repeat for quite a while. And, you know, go to a few more Super Bowls with the Eagles in them.
And there you have it. Alex, great having you on the CEO show.
Thanks, Robert.
Maybe they'll be playing the Jets.
That would be great.
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Scott Moorhead, and Scott is the CEO of Round Room. Now, Round Room is over a $2 billion company, and yet, in fairness, I hadn't really even heard of it. So talk about why is that, and what is Round Room?
What is Round Room, and why haven't you heard of us? Well, you probably haven't heard of us because we are from the middle of nowhere, Indiana, and nobody knows where that is. But Round Room, we serve the wireless community. So we've been a partner with GTE MobileNet before. We were a partner now with Verizon Wireless, and we run wireless stores across 42 states today.
And when you took over, this is really a family business that started with your grandfather in 1930 is pretty cool, from electrical,
I went from electrical engineering to business telephone systems to local area networking to car phones, and then into the cell phone business. So it's been one opportunity that my family's chased after another.
And your dad did a brilliant job shifting you into the area of the cell phones and everything, and then grew it to be like a $130 million company. Yeah. And at that point, you'd probably say, what a fantastic business this grew. But then you take over, and you followed his same lead of geometric growth, and you grew from 130 million to over 2 billion.
Yeah.
And this is just from like 2008 to like a little over a decade, right?
Yeah, a little over a decade.
I want to ask you two questions. First, what was the core, what you learned from your dad? And then I'm going to ask how you grew this astronomical growth.
Right. So my mom and my dad actually were part of the business. I got to give equal credit to mom, right? Or else I'd be in super big trouble. They always treated people the way they wanted to be treated. And they did it no matter if it was to their detriment or not. And so it was always about being fair and for the better good of the company. And they pretty much branded that deep inside of me. So that was the best thing that I could have ever learned from them. And so, I don't know. It helped develop the base for what we became, and that's what made us special, and that's what made us a $130 million company in the middle of the Midwest, serving smaller communities all over. And so we were able to develop a model out of that and take it all over the country.
What are building a $130 million business is not an easy thing. So
no.
What were some of the unique things, maybe something your dad or your mom once said to you, and they said, Scott, this is, you're at the dinner table. You have any of those?
Right. My mom said, so many companies want to be customer-centric, and our company will never be customer-centric. Our company will always be employee-centric. And she told me that, and I never understood what that meant. She told me that before I was even out of college. And so I never knew what that meant until I got to the corporate headquarters and started working with them, and just realized that everybody in our company was part of one big family.
That's great. How about from your dad?
Oh, my dad always said, find great people, hire them, and fight like hell to keep them.
Oh, that's a great statement. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Scott Moorhead, who is the CEO of Round Room, and we're talking about learning leadership philosophy from your parents, where it's not about the customer, it starts with the employees.
Absolutely.
And then that transfers through to the customer, right?
Absolutely. A happy employee makes for a happy customer.
Yeah, I once heard someone, a CEO years, he said, you start off with your employees who treat the customers fair, and then you get the results for the shareholders, and everyone's happy.
Man.
And then he said, easier said than done.
I agree with that statement, easier said than done.
So, Scott, now let's shift over. You take over as, you joined in 2000, but you take over as CEO in 2008. It's this great company, it's in the right industry, mm-hmm. and it has the foundation of the true caring about the employees and involving mm-hmm. them. Talk about what it was like for you to take over a business that your grandfather started 78 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And what were you thinking when you started?
Well, all statistics would tell you that the third generation is going to screw it up pretty monumentally. So it was nervous. Nervous to not only be the CEO, but I also did a buyout. So my parents wanted bought out of the business, and they didn't have me until they were in their 40s, so they were ready. And so I was 30 years old, running a $137 million business, and had an incredible amount of debt. So it was one of those where you sit underneath the ceiling fan at night and just stare up and try and stop sweating. It's like, what are you going to do next, man? There's no more boxes to check for anybody else, and it's nerve-wracking. So you just ultimately have to take a look at your team, understand your strengths, and try and fill in, because you're not going to grow too much in all these different areas where you don't understand things. So I started one by one to build a really great team. And so it was part of this culture that people wanted to come into, where they knew that we were a family, they knew that we wanted to grow, they knew that we were aggressive, and they wanted to be part of the party. It was actually an incredible amount of fun. And so in order to do that, we had to hire people with a ton of energy and all the same values. And that was really important, because the values were all about community, family, giving back, and hard work, and doing what we say we were going to do.
Well, a little bit of that, it's easier in the Midwest than it is in places like New York and stuff.
I can...
Because you got a better heart.
Yeah,
dead serious.
Yeah, I certainly...
People are growing up with certain values.
I certainly don't
know
much.
I grew up in New York, and those aren't the ones... Those are alien to me.
Yeah, I don't know much about trying to grow the team outside of New York. I do now. We have a second office in Connecticut, and I would say...
What town in Connecticut?
Rocky Hill is where...
Oh, there you go.
Rocky Hill is where the office is at. Yep. So I spend a lot of time in Rocky Hill, Connecticut. And those are good people. I'd say they're...
They have some pretty good sports teams, too.
Connecticut? Yeah, not bad. Upstate New York is actually a lot like Indiana, too. So I've found those people to be much like we are as well.
So now you're talking about all these characteristics, and the key is hiring the people with the right characteristics. You're not hiring for skill. You're hiring for character, for people who care, who are going to be part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
How, when you're interviewing early on, how do you find those people? Are there questions you ask? Are there things you look for? How do you know that someone's going to be a fit?
I'm gonna tell you something really corny, but I always ask one question. In an interview, you've got somebody on one page of paper, and you know their entire life and their background. You get an hour to talk to them, and you understand who they are. And a lot of times, they tell you what you want to hear. So I asked one question at the end of every interview, and I got really good at telling who people were at their core after I asked the question.
Boy, I wanted to hear this. What is this? You got 600,000 people listening to what is this question?
And it's strange. So I'm a huge music fan. By the way, that's where the name Round Room came from.
Fish.
My favorite band is Fish, and I have probably five companies, and they're all named after Fish songs. But anyhow, so the question is okay, now that we've talked and you're thinking what you're thinking, you're going to go back to your car, you're going to turn your car on. I want to know what song's going to come on the radio. I want to know what song's going to come on the radio.
So this is going to tell, how is this going to tell you that someone's good? I don't get it.
It tells me who they are. So I got so many different answers, because they can't tell you a lot about their personal life, and they won't tell you a lot about their personal life, and I can't ask about it. So, but I can ask them what's going to come on, what radio station is it, what
is this
music
the song
is
that they hope will come on the radio?
It absolutely is.
They'll say a song like their favorite song.
They want to know what, they will tell you what they want to come on, right? And so I got all these different answers. Like one guy said, silence. And I was like, silence? I've never gotten that answer before. And he said, I've got 7 kids. My life is chaos. My wife is constantly after me. And All I want is silence.
On that note, speaking of silence, we're about to take a commercial break. When we're coming back, you're going to hear more about this brilliant strategy that grew the company like 2,000% based on culture. Back in a few.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO show. We're here today with Scott Moorhead, who's the CEO of Round Room. And as we're learning, this is one of the fish songs. Everything is based on fish, all the five different companies. And the most brilliant question, if you're just tuning in, you want to find out about who someone really is, say, you go there, and what's the question you ask them? What song is on the radio in your car?
When you get back to your car and you turn it on, what song's going to come on?
And that leads the whole conversation to connecting with the person, to finding out what they want to know.
Yeah, it gives you an insight into who they are personally, what their values are, what kind of lifestyle they lead, and how they will act when they are not at work.
Wow, brilliant. Yeah, and so now the big question everyone wants to know. You take over a $130 million company, $137 million. That's a great company. But how do you, in a little over a decade, grow it to over $2 billion? What is the secret to that?
Yeah, well, Robert, we've taken that, and we had to find some glue. Because, you know, our model is built around one or two headquarters offices, and then we've got multiple thousands of employees spread out all over the country in little pods of three or four. So how do you figure out how to make them feel a part of something bigger? And I think most employees at all levels of the company want to feel like they're a part of something bigger. And so you have to create this glue in the center of it to make sure that people get that authentic feeling from your company that they can take away, and that's pride.
And you have a name for that culture.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's called the culture of good.
What exactly is this culture of good?
Culture of good is what we created to, like I said, create that glue. But it is ultimately the meeting of employee engagement, corporate social responsibility, and strategic intent. And all three of those actually meet in an equal spot, and we call that the sweet spot right in the center. And that's the soul of your company. Every company has a soul. Some of us just have to dust that thing off.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this culture of good was all about giving employees pride, giving them passion in what they do every day, because so many of us, they clock into work, and then they do their job, and then they go home, and they don't feel that passion, and they don't feel proud of what they do, and they don't know how it contributes to the overall goal. And so you have to take your strategic intent, figure out how to create something authentic and something philanthropic around that.
What's an example of integrating all three?
So let me show you. I'll give you the example of what we came up with. And so, you know, what we did was we evaluated most of the low-line, front-line employees, and we said, who are they in general? And so most of those employees are retail employees, and they're customer-facing. And so in order to do that job, you've got to be absolutely extroverted. You have to get your energy from talking to people. So they're absolutely people, and they get their energy from there. So let's start with people are important, so let's build our cause around people. And because of our strategic intent, we pretty much own a circle of the community. So those people are for us to serve, right? So you've got people, you've got community, and then ultimately you've got connection. Because people don't come into our stores for equipment, they come into our stores for connection. So how do we find the cross between people, between community, and connection? And so how do we serve that? And so ultimately we started giving back, but we didn't give back at a centralized level. We gave back and pushed it all the way to the outer rims of our company. And the very first thing we did was do a community backpack giveaway, but we did it out of every location that we had.
How many locations do you have now, Beth?
1,250-ish.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So keep going.
And last year we gave out 187,000 backpacks all within the same two-hour period all across the nation.
So that galvanizes everyone, but at the same time it's person-to-person community outreach.
It absolutely is. And so the customers are coming in for the months preceding that, and we're saying, hey, and you may have experienced this where you go into a drugstore or whatnot, and they say, hey, would you like to donate a dollar? And you're like, to what? And they're like, I don't know. And so we do the same thing, except we say, hey, your dollar is going to go towards giving a kid in our community a backpack. And so it starts to build that concrete base.
So this was about giving out backpacks to all the kids in the community who need them.
Yeah.
And those are expensive, those backpacks.
Well, they are for folks. I mean, going back to school is an expense that I believe some staggering statistic of the country cannot afford. And so you end up going back to school without new clothes, without new shoes, without new resources. And so it was filling this gap for folks. And we're not acting like we're fixing anything for anybody, but it's just our job to help. And so that's something that every employee got to touch, they got to feel, and it got to be theirs, and they got to own it. And so that felt very authentic. And we got a chance to tell our customers about it, which really spread the word that we're more than a wireless shop. We're actually somebody with a heart and a stable part of the community. So all things considered, if you could go shop at any wireless shop, why not give us a chance? And so it became something that not only helped engage our employees, but it helped engage our customers. So it was actually phenomenal for business overall.
Do you use technology? You're a technology company. How do you use technology in building a great culture?
Oh, the one problem that keeps me up at night still to this day is constantly communication. And so we've got thousands of employees all over the country. And so building that communication infrastructure has been a constant challenge. And we have tried different platforms. But what we do know now is that our employee base is, I would say, majority millennial. And they don't have an attention span very long. I don't know if you know that or not. So we use video to talk to them, and we try and keep it to under a minute. And so we do lots of videos, and we do lots of one-minute videos to keep their attention. It's almost like our internal YouTube channel.
Any one sentence, advice to other CEOs. One sentence, because we're about to close.
Advice to other
CEOs on building a great company.
Oh.
Just from your heart. I don't want you thinking about it.
No, I don't have to think about it. You have to figure out what made you special in the first place. Figure out what made you special in the beginning and never lose it.
And there you have it. Scott, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show. And if anyone wants to go, what is your website?
Oh, well, I've got a bunch, right? And they're all fish songs. But you can start with Roundroom, which is just www.roundroom.com.
There you have it.
I want a round at the end of the day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.